Okay, the Gemara goes on Amana Lekayin Gadol. Kapasik Vitani. The Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say about Amana Lekayin Gadol? That it's an Isser Kedusha. What's the din of an Isser Kedusha? That it's Chayletes V'lai Misi Abedus. So he said that Amana Lekayin Gadol doesn't do Yibam. But it does Chalitza. Kapasik Vitani. The Mishnah is Saisim, and it says it, Lashnamina Nesuin, Lashnamina Erisin. Beis Dais, that doesn't matter if it's an Almana who was fully married, Nesuin, or an Almana that only had Erisin. Both cases the same thing. So, Frekta Gemara. Bishlamina and Nesuin, if you have an Almana that was already fully married, Asei V'lois Aseihu. It's a lois asay and an asay. There's an asay of besula ba'am of yikachisha, which if the kedushin is still a besula ba'am of, then I have to nesuin. So by nesuin, it's an asay v'lois asay ve'in asay dechalois asay v'asay. That's the sugya we're going to learn next. The sugya of asay dechalois asay. So we know that an asay can't override an asay and a lois asay. Ella min erisin leis asay greidahu yavay asay v'yitcha leis asay. Right, I want to start the sugya of asay dechel asay next week. Let's just focus on the Gemara here, and I think it'll have a shaychis to obviously have a shaychis to the sugya of asay dechel asay as well. But here, let's just try to figure out what the Gemara is saying. What's the asay that's daicha d'lais asay? You have here a kain gadol, and his brother died, and his wife, min hakedushin, fell to the kain gadol. So he's saying the mitzvah asay of yibum should override the lais asay of taking an amana min hakedushin. That's the Gemara is saying. The asay should be daicha d'lais asay. So there's a problem here, which is asked by many, many achrayim. I'll mention a few of them. They ask that in order for the almana to be the kohen gadol to be miyabim the almana, you have two people doing it in isalav. When a man is by a woman, it's isalav. It's an aveir on the man. It's aveir on the woman. It's aveir on both. So they ask, assuming the lashon of the chinuch was that only a man is mitzvah in yibum, not a woman. The chinuch of mitzvah kuf tuf kuf tzadik tes said mitzvah zuna heges bescharim. So we understand the mitzvah chinuch touches the chinuch, that the pshat is that women are not mitzvahs in the mitzvah of yibum. It's only a man's mitzvah, Yavama Ba'am of Yikach Isha, mitzvah on the man. So they ask, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Asay Dechalai Sasei. He is allowed to go and be Ba'al an Almana, because for him he has a mitzvah Asay of Yibam, it overrides the Lai Sasei of Almana. But she doesn't have a mitzvah. If you say a woman doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibam, it's not her mitzvah. So how could she agree that he should be by Elhar? If she doesn't have a mitzvah for her, it's a lav without a mitzvah. So this kash is asked by a host of achrayim, the Mechas Chinuch and Miki Veger and the Pnei Yeshua, Narfla, and others. And there are two mahalchim, two basic mahalchim in how to deal with it. The kasha is a very simple kasha. What's I say to Echelais? I say the woman's not mitzvah. One is the Pnei Yeshua is in Ksubis Daf Mem, and our flaws in Ksubis Daf Chav Dalet, both of them in Mesachtes Ksubis. They say that Al Karachach, a woman is mitzvah, not like the Mashmai Sechinuch. That a woman is mitzvah in the mitzvah Yibam. The truth is they hold that way mitzad the Svara anyway. They hold that way mitzad asvara. I think most people would understand mitzad asvara that yibum should be a mitzvah on everybody. Right? They say svaras and deraisis. But anyway, the Peshua and Afla and their mind that women are mechuyev and yibum just like men. And Mimelot, it's not shver and agama. The Tshuvas de Vrechayim, he brings a beautiful raya to this. Chayr, it's a raya mechrachas. But Gemara Psachim daf ayin beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a halacha there that a toya bidvar mitzvah doesn't have to bring a karban chatas. Let's say somebody accidentally carried out a lulav on Shabbos, which is Sukkot, to shake a lulav, or somebody shechted a karban Pesach when he wasn't allowed to, when it was still Shabbos. He didn't wait. When it was already Shabbos, he didn't do it early enough. He's a toya bidvar mitzvah. He meant to do a mitzvah, and he made a mistake. So the Mishnah there, it's a machlekes tanaim, but the Gemara there is going with the Tana, that toya bidvar mitzvah is potter from a karban chatas. So the Gemara has a case. Psachim ha'ibayz ha'midbayz. Ba'al yivimtai. A man is ba'al his yivama. V'nimtzas nida. They didn't realize, but she was a nida b'shas ma'isa, b'shas tabia. So it says, peturi mechatos, because they're a tayyib b'dvar mitzvah. It's good raya. Bishlam, what do you mean tayyib b'dvar mitzvah? Bishlam mehim, he's doing a dvar mitzvah, yibam is a mitzvah. Her, if you hold that she is not mitzvah and yibam, she wasn't a tayyib b'dvar mitzvah. She herself, she wasn't a tayyib b'dvar mitzvah. So she should have to bring a chatas. For her, if you hold a woman's not mitzvah, it wasn't a mitzvah for her.
And the lady knew she was in it?
What?
He knew she was in it?
No, they were shaking in. They were both shaking. Yeah, by a woman is Polish. She found it, is that. So they were both the Pashas and Gemara, they were both shaking in. It says the Pturis Menachatos, Why are they potter? Because they're tayyib dvar mitzvah. So if you hold her, she's not doing a mitzvah, what kind of tayyib dvar mitzvah is it? Seyeya. Seyeya for dvar mitzvah, somebody else's mitzvah. Maybe it's true. Then a Seyeya also has a patur. Okay. Anyway, this is his raya. What?
Regulated
hire to bring a chatos. She's not doing it. Yeah, you don't need a meisa, right? Chorus. Chiyuvei karas achayev achatos, is it even without a ma'isa? I'm not sure. She's kakoyim umlegabi yarvayavar. Umlegabi chatos, are you over chatos without a ma'isa? I don't know, 34 out of 36 chayevei krisus are ma'isa. The other two, there's no chatos for. So I don't know if you have. Anyway, this is the raya. Maybe they had two rutsim, like people are suggesting. When I read it, that sounded like a good raya. Anyway, this is a shita that women are mechuyaveis in yibum, and as well. And this whole issue comes up again on daf hey. We're going to get into asei dechalais asei. There's a shaila there if this is asei hashava b'koil, and we'll have it in discussion. The Aruch Ner and our sugya is Marich, for him it's not characteristic Arichus. He brings Rayis that women are not mitzvahs. One of his Rayis, he brings a Tshuva Sarajba. I don't understand. I'll tell you the words of the Rajba. He brings the Lashon. The Lashon's a Raya, so understand. The Rajba talks about why you don't make a bracha on Yibam. Why is there no bracha on Yibam? It's a mitzvah say, you should make a bracha. So he says, this is his lashon. He says, you don't make a bracha on Yibam because the ikur te'elas ha-bracha is pur ravu. It's the hakam lach of shame. Vein isha mitzvah b'pur ravu. So I'm not sure how the words go. He's supposed to be explaining why a man doesn't make a bracha. So he's saying, because the ikur is the pur ravu, I understand. You never make a bracha on pur ravu. B'shas Tashmish, you don't know what if Ruv will come from it. So he says like two things. He says that Ikke mitzvase for Ruv, and then he says Ve'ein Isha Mitzvah. So he says the words Ve'ein Isha Mitzvah in Yibam, because he says Yibam is for Ruv, and Isha Mitzvah for Ruv. But why the Isha Ein Isha Mitzvah has to do with it, I'm not sure. But Al Kaponim, he brings from the Rashba. So you have the Chinuch says Mitzvah Zuneges B'Skarim, and you have the Rashba that says that Ein Isha Mitzvah. And the lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam, Perak Af Halacha Aleph, his language is Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTorah Sheyibim Adam Es Eishasach Shemes Loibah. The language is Matzma. The mitzvah is for Adam, for the man who's Bayil. So we have three Rishayim that are pretty strong Mashmaisin that women are Peturais. We have Achrayim, the Yeshua, and the Haflah, among others, who say that women are Mechuyavais. So we need another Teretz. In our Gemara, if women are Mechuyavais, it's good. I say Derech Elayis, I say, it's a mitzvah for the man and for the woman. If you're going to go with the Mahalach that the women are Peturais, how are you going to go in the Gemara? Why, in the tzad of the woman, should it be that the woman is not she's not mechuyev? How could she do it? What? You should do it b'karcha. So maybe pshat in the Gemara is Yavi Asay v'Yachalais Asay. He should do it b'karcha of her. She's going to be able to neiver. So his assay is the Chetulai's assays, maybe. The other Mahalach, though, is more to clare if assay is the Chetulai's assay for the man, is that a Ptura for the woman, too? This Maisa Aveira, this Bia, is something that about which the man comes with a Heter of assay, the Chetulai's assay. Is that a heter for the woman as well? If we're going to find some svara, some understanding, yes, then it would answer the question. In the Maror Makayim Sefer, I forgot where he brings it from, he brings such a mahalach that, from the Sefer Taisis Yom Kippurim, I think, he brings such a mahalach that it could be that the asay, once it's an asay, it's daichin. Now I'd like to do... We suggest the chakira. I don't know who clears this chakira. A general chakira in Asay Deichalais Asay, which next week when we start Asay Deichalais Asay, hopefully we'll try to be Mavar. But if you listen, it's just the basic thing. If anybody would sit down and starting Sugi Asay Deichalais Asay, you sit down, Yachabarus Asay, let's just think. What's the pshat in Asay Deichalais Asay? In the basics of it, there are two havanas that a person could have. Why is an assay doicha alois assay? One havana would be, let's see, an assay is worth a certain amount. Alois assay is worth a certain amount. If this is worth more, so I'd rather do the assay and violate the alois assay. It's like you give someone a $20 bill and you get $10 change. So I'm giving you assay, which is a big schus. The avera of alav is a small one. It's worth it. I think that's one way that makes sense to you. How do you understand Asay Deichel Asay? It's kedai. It's worth being Oivet Asay. Like Shmar Mitzvah Achas Kedesh Yishma Shavos is Harbe. It's worth being Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life. He'll keep many Shavos. It's a similar thing. It's kedai. Asay is Deichel Asay because it's worth it. It's worth it to be Oivet Asay in order to... It's worth to be Oivet Asay in order to be Mekayim Asay. Asay is worth more. There's a Ramban in Chumash that says such a lashon. Ramban in Parashas Yisrael, which are Mikiva Eger and there, and Asay Chalais Yisrael and Su, has such a lashon that an Asay is a Oivid Mateich Ava, and a Lois Asay is Yira, and Ava is more than Yira, and the Ramban says such a lashon. So it sounds like that's one way to learn it's worth it. It's worth giving up something small to get something big. One way to learn Asay Deichel Asay. If you can learn that way, then the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is a good kasha. For the man, he's over alive. He gets a demerit, he gets a minus. But it's worth it, because he gets an assay. So it's kedai. But for the woman, she gets the minus, she's over the lab, she doesn't get the assay. So Pnei Yeshua's kasha would be a very good kasha if we go with such a mahalach, that assay daichalois, assay is devart, you have two opposing forces, you look at which one outweighs the other. There's a second way to learn. You could understand that when the Rosh Hashanah gave the Torah, he told us how to darshan the Torah. The Rabbi Yisrael said, look, I'm not going to give a Torah with 5,000 volumes, every single case. I'm giving you the Torah, and you, darshan, you figure things out. You figure out the Ratzon Hashem. And Rabbi Yisrael gave us rules. He gave us a bunch of rules on how to darshan. I say, Doichan Loisase is a rule. What does the Rabbi Yisrael want? I have a case of Yibum on the Isalat. What does the Rabbi Yisrael want? What is it? What is the Ratzon HaTorah? Well, we have this Kabbalah that I say, so now we can figure out Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is that a Kohen Gadol should be Ba'al as Albanim and HaKedushin, because I say, snapshot, he gets a minus, but he gets a plus, and it outweighs it. No, he doesn't get a minus. What minus is there? I mean, there's a minus, it's not a game. We try to figure out what is the Ratzon Hashem in such a case. What does the Rabbi Yisrael want? I have a beged made out of pishtim. Should I put on tzitzis of tchelas of wool? It's Shabbos. So we're going to say, tells us the Ratzon HaTorah. If that is the vart that it tells us the Ratzon HaTorah, that an assay is daicha alois assay, because it's megala Ratzon Hashem. Now, as the Ratzon Hashem is, a kain gal should be miyabim is amonim in a kedushin. And that's true. Then the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is not shver. His kasha was the lady is over alive. The lady's not over alive. This bia we're determining is a bia that it's Ratzon Hashem that the bia should take place, that the yibum should take place. Because we understand when you have a maisa, forget about him, forget about her. We're not talking about what they get on the balance sheets. We're saying, what does the Torah want? Does the Torah mean you should be miyabim in this case or not? Well, if the case is asev alois asev, the Torah means don't be miyabim. If the case is alav, the Torah means be miyabim. It's the Ratzon HaTorah that there should be evil.
What?
I'm not looking not at him and not at her. Look at the Maisa. There's a Maisa Bia here, which the Torah calls an assay, which the Torah calls a lois assay for two people. The Torah calls an assay for one person. But if it's one Maisa, so we have to judge what is the Ratzon Hashem. Is the Ratzon Hashem that this should happen or shouldn't happen? If we understand that assay derech lois assay means it's the Ratzon Hashem that an assay should take place even though they are lavim, then this maisa is a maisa haratsuya. It doesn't matter if she gets points for it, she doesn't get points for it. She also recognizes it's a maisa mitzvah. So it has nothing to do with whether she gets credit or she doesn't get credit. Klapi Shmaya Galia, it is a maisa mitzvah. So even if she doesn't get points for the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. What?
Why is it a mitzvah of Averu?
Because the Torah said, assay derech lois assay, there's zero Averu here. The Torah is saying that in this case, the assay, the Ratzon Hashem is that the assay should happen. There are two forces that compete with each other, the force of the assay and the lois assay. So Moshe Rabbeinu told us, when you have such a situation, go with these rules. Assay derech lois assay, and not assay derech lois assay v'assay. So I'm just applying Moshe Rabbeinu's rules to tell me what Ratzon Hashem is. The truth is, it's hard to understand that if somebody comes to such a situation, he has his Rav, he has Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bibi Adam. So Shemayim, he gets a negative for the Lav and a positive for the Asay, and in that way, it's hard to understand. What negative does he get? There's only one answer. What? I didn't start the Sugi yet, but I think so. I think I say it's Decha Tu Lav.
Yeah.
is an essay daicha the points of two lab. Yeah, but if the whole thing is it's kedai, for her it's not kedai.
In the world.
But you see, the first mahalach was that everything is absolute. The mitzvah is the mitzvah, the veira is not veira. It's worth it. It might be worth it in the world, but this lady is not going to be masking. For her, it's not worth it. She's going to get her minus, and she's not going to get her plus. If you go just with the balance sheet, for her, it's not kedai. So you go back to Bar Karcho, which was tough. She wouldn't get any minus. But it's a mahalach. It's a choice. I think, and don't hold me to this, but we're going to have one of the major clairs in the sugya of Seder Chalaisa says the following. When you have an assay against the lois assay the assay, you have an assay against the lois assay the assay. So you're not supposed to do the assay. If a person does the assay, do we say he's over the lav because he wasn't supposed to do it? He does an assay against the lois assay the assay. Let's see our case. You have an almana from the suin. So you have an assay of yibum, assay of a lois assay of almana. Let's say he did it. He wasn't supposed to do it. He did it. He did the essay. Was he over in a... Is the vart that he was over the lav? Well, no. The essay outweighs the lav. He was over the other essay. What's his chait? Does the essay knock off the lav there too? Well, not. Do we go with our rule? Essay outweighs the lav. I'm not going to give him alkus. It was an Aveira. Yes, the other assay. I'm not going to give him Malchus. The lav gets knocked off by an assay. So I'm not going to give him Malchus. Or do I say no? Ein assay, dechel assay, v'assay. He was over the lav. Now, if you go with the second Mahalach, that these are just ways of figuring out Ratzon Hashem. It's not a balance sheet. What is Ratzon Hashem? So assay against loisay v'assay. Ratzon Hashem is don't do it. See over the lav. There's no outweighing each other. If you go the other way, you could say, well, the assay outweighs the lav. So he was over assay, he sees over assay. What?
Is she free?
Well, we're going to learn now, Chaletas Levis Habanas. If you do a Yiva B'di'evet, you mean?
Yeah.
Is it going to be? Let's give B'di'evet, if you do a Yiva M'shalai B'makim Mitzvah, is he kind of hard while Kedushin Yiva M'staifis? So she needs a get. She needs a get. If it's a yibum, she needs a get. She's in the
Siyam. Should we have an additional
yibum
now?
No. It's a yibum. So, at any rate, all right, this is a mahalach and I say the chalais. So these are two mahalachim here in the Gemara. Either for the Yeshua of Afla, who say that women are mitzvahs, or the other mahalach that even if it's a mitzvah, klapi shmaya galya, not klapi har, that's enough. Fasei dechalaisis. Okay, there is a third mahalach, the Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah aleph, mitzvah puravu. He has a sneaky way out. He says this gemara is different. Why? He says that how do you know women are chayiv in lavim? A lot of lavim in the Torah say in the male gender. A few of them say male and female. Most lavim are in the male expression, right? It says lashon of leisirtzach. It doesn't say female lashainis on the bia. So the way we know it, the Gemara Kedushin Darshan Zehekish Hukish Ishli Isha L'chol Asar Shabbatayra. Men and women are hookish to each other for all asaras in the Torah. That's how we know that men and women are mechuyavos equally. Zokta Michas Chinuch comes out, women are only over an aveira if their male counterpart is over an aveira. Hookish isha le'ish l'chol aveira shebetayra. If you have a maisa bia where he's not over, because for him I say decha leisa say. So for the ish, it's not an aveira. It can't be an aveira for the isha, because the isha's aveira is only because hokish isha le'ish l'chol asar shabatayra. So b'meila, it can't be an aveira on the woman when it's not aveira for the man. So it's a way out of the issue. He's not paskening if women are mechuyavos and yibum not. He says even if they're not mechuyavos and yibum, it's not shveria, because once for the man, he's not muzer, so it's only hokashi shaleish. So meila is also not muzer.
It's only this particular person who doesn't have a lot, not the general men aren't, don't have a lot, just like someone else, just like someone else has a lot, she has a lot. Maybe we should go by general, in general women are mechuyavos in this life, it's only hechetimtza by a kohen gadol, except here, here the aveir is amon on the kohen gadol, it's only shavei kohen gadol, the hechetimtza is the case of Yibam.
It's not a lot. It will be a lot.
And the other chayv alam is that there's not only one. Whatever the erev is, not only one person. Any grushal kohen.
Amar al kohen gadol. So amar al kohen gadol, she's in mitzvah to all the kohenim gedolim that ever lived. And this is only the one that has a mitzvah of yibam.
She's only usher when he's.
Yeah, well, what Yanki's saying is, who says if you don each case, maybe you don the kloliistic alav, if it applies. Right? I say some chesed of them on that in that ma'isa. What?
Tomorrow,
the what?
And
the Gemara uses from this drasha. We pay dalam a base. What? The Aruch Nehem mentions it in Tavara, but he brings this Gemara. Okay, so okay, so it's a raya that it's each case. Kol hechad umos or himus heres. Good. Okay, so it's preferes then. Okay, so all right, so we have here. What's the gear? This sugya, we have a sugya, the kolis, the kasugya, the say, dechal. So say, let's move on. The Gemara now goes to our rule that we had the whole mesechta. Let's see it. Amar avidl amar rab, amar kra, ba'olsa yevimte hashaira, shei tamalim yevimte, matamal yevimte, yesh lecha yevama achas, vacheres, sha'ilo lechalitza vena liyiba, bezuzu chai ve'lavim. The Gemara means Chai Ve'Lavim or Chai Ve'Lavim Vasei also. Yesh Chai Vama Acha Sha'ayla L'Chalitza Ve'Ener L'Yibam Ezezu Chai Ve'Lavim. The Gemara means just Lavim or Lavim Vasei. Lavim Vasei is also Chaylechtas Lavim Se'Bemis, right? Right? Amar Al-Kain Gadol is in the Su'a is also Chaylechtas Lavim Se'Bemis. You ask him? But the Gemara here says, Ezezu chai ve'lavim. It means chai ve'lavim v'asei too, right?
What's the case of v'asei? It's a kohen gadol to the bula.
Kohen gadol to an amanam and an asun abula, right?
That's
a lav of v'asei. That's what the Gemara said, right? So lav and an asei. So it says, chai ve'lavim, you mean that's also a lav, but it means a lav v'asei as well. Right, but still, so why isn't he chalitza? We have a rule called Hashem Aliba and Ela Chalitza. Right, the Gemara says, Ve'im Achai Ve'Krisis, Amakra, Mazjo Kacha, Laka, Im Lo Yapis Ish, Lakachta, Hachafetz Biyabe, Kol Aliba, Ela Chalitza, Ela Chalitza, Ela Chalitza. So we have on the one hand Krisis. By Krisis we say, Kosha Ein Oil Aliba, Ein Ela Chalitza. On the other hand, Lav, which is Chalitza, Tzolay Mesiyah Be'emes. So, Mr. You'd be asking that it means a lav asay as well. I think Tyson Yamid Bez is master that way. Tyson Mustavra. Tyson says, Pasuk told by Chayve Asay Greater. Sounds like it's told by Chayve Asay for lavim. Mr. is Pashim Shad. So, what? So, we have all the ervis of that Bezam and Aleph is like Chayle Tzvoli Miyabim. Kuskoshen Ali Ali Ben El Chalitza. Yisuri lavim, or Yisuri lav asay. Achelitz v'loy miyabim because yivimtai kol yesh chayivam acheres shechelitz v'ne miyabim. Gemara says hachi chayiv lavim nami. Why by lav don't we say eina elo chalitza? Or Rav Yerachman yivimtai. So we have one riboy and one niyah. One to be marba chelitz v'loy miyabim, We want to be memayit that eino libam eino lechalitza marois. How do you know which one to apply to which case? Mistabra chayvi labs and tasi b'kedushin. So therefore you should need chalitza, just like kedushin is taifis. What's the gemara mean? Since chayvi labs and tasi b'kedushin, so the zika should be taifis by her too. So you should need chalitza. Chayvi krisis loy tasi b'kedushin. There's no tfisis kedushin, so there should be no tfisa zika either, and you should need chalitza. That's what the Gemara. That's the Gemara says. So we have this rule: Kashayin Aliman El Chalitz. So this Gemara plays an important role in the Rashba and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Let's chazer some things that we discussed in the beginning of the year. Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we learned for the first time the rule of Kashayin Aliman El Chalitz. When did we learn it? We learned the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah. We said the Chiddush of the Mishnah is three things. No Yibam by an Erva, no Chalitza by an Erva, and Patrim Tzaris. So he said, why no Chalitza? Kol she'en al Yibam, ein al Chalitza. So there was a Rashba there on Daf Beis Amud Aleph who asked Akasha, which I hope sounds familiar to you. The Rashba asked, there should be a 16th name in the as a case in the first Mishnah. 16th person saying al Yibam, ein al Chalitza. That's Lechalitza Liyam. And that was the case we had in Gittin, where a man gives his wife a get, a manos, that she doesn't marry Reuven. So what did the woman do? She went and married Shimon. Well, not marry Shimon. Shimon is Reuven's brother. She married Shimon. When Shimon dies, she falls to Reuven. Now Reuven can't be Miabim her. If Reuven is Miabim her, he's going to be Mevatel to get. She goes back to being an Eishes Ish. So it can't be Miabim her. So the Rashba asked, here I have a case that you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza, Koshein Liman al Chalitza, and it should be a 16th case in the Mishnah. Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Aleph asked the same question. We had this 16th case, a case of Eishes Ish. We have all the Arvis. Eishes Ish, I have a case of Eishes Ish. A man gives her a get, Amadah, she doesn't marry Reuven, she marries Shimon and falls to Reuven. So the Rashba answered there his rule. He said that we only say kol she'ein al yibam ein al chalitza when it's a yavamis. We call it a yavamis dikadim, something you learn out of a drush of by yavamis. If the reason you don't do yibam is a yibam dikadim, then kol she'ein al yibam ein al chalitza. If kol she'ein al yibam is a tam study, comes for a zaitik reason, there's a side reason that you're not able to yibam, then the rule doesn't apply. We don't say kol she'en al yibam ein al chalitza. If there's a zaitig reason that you're not able to yibam, then we don't say kol she'en al yibam ein al chalitza. So this was the Rashba's klal. We used it a few times in the Masechta. That Koshen Liban El Chalitza, we ask in a case, they know there's a town stuff. The Rashba brings a raya from a Nederes Hanah. If a woman makes a Neder, she'll never have Hanah from this man. And then she falls to him to Yibam. So the Gemara on Kufir Aleph Amid Bey says that you can't do Yibam. She's Nederes Hanah, you can't do Yibam. So we say that you do chalitza. You can't do yibam, so you do chalitza. And ideres ano miyavama b'chayim ala, koyfenoy say shiach leitzla, lachem yisus b'ayla. Okay. So somebody made a neder hanoa. Somebody made a neder hanoi, not going to have hanoi from a man. So we say, you do chalitza. So, for the Rashba, why do you do chalitza? Kol she'en al yibam, ein al chalitza. If you made a neder, you can't have hanoi, you're not al yibam. Kol she'en al yibam, ein al chalitza. So, for the Rashba, it's a raya that the rule of kol she'en al yibam, ein al chalitza does not apply in a case of tam tzedadi. Neder is a tam tzedadi, and it doesn't apply. That's the Rashba's raya. And I think when I mentioned nafkaminas, I just mentioned it quickly. I think I mentioned a few of the nafkaminas. Neder is one of them. What? Chalitza is a matir, she's having anah. But even if it's a mitzvah, she's having anah. This is not Lahan, isn't it? Interesting kasha. She's having anah from the chalitza. She's having anah from the chalitza. Mentions anything there? It's to Mishnah. I don't see the Gemara mentions. It's Zayta Gahana. What? Oh, so that's what he's saying. You buy a mitzvah. Only by mitzvah, because it's not lasted. Kamitar is not called Hana. It's true. So same thing here, becoming mutter. Is that because it's a hanoa, halachatika hanoa, not a physical hanoa? Is that the reason? Okay, at any rate, this is the Rashba's raya. Rashba's a raya from the Deres Hanoa. The Avnei Meluim, it's a Mekufay and Dalet, it's a Katan Aleph. Brings a Shah HaMelech. The Shah HaMelech is Matmiya. He says, what's the Isser to be over a Neder? It's a Sevelosa say. To be over a Neder is the Isser of Layachal Devaroi, is a Lav, and of a Lav, and Kol Shiyotim Epiv Yasa, and an Asay. A woman comes to you, she says, I made a Neder HaNoah, and now I fell to Yibam. What do I do? What does Bezin do? Bezin says, let's see. It's an Asay of Yibum. It's the same Lysa say of Neder. So I say is Deichel, I say is not Deichel, I say, you don't do Yibum. Why don't you do Yibum by Neder as Hanoah? Because it's an Asay of Lysa say. In fact, it's a Shah HaMelech. What's the Rashba saying? They shouldn't do Chalitza, Kol She'en Aliba, Meir Ola Chalitza. The Rashba's Kasha doesn't make sense. Rashba's Kasha makes sense. The Agamara says every asay v'loisa say you do chalitza na'ibum from yivimtai. It's because that's a kasuv. Every asay v'loisa say is that way. What's the Rashba saying by neideres hanah? You should say kol she'en aliba chalitza. It's a raya. Tam tzedadi, you don't say it. What kind of raya? Neideres hanah. There's a different reason you do chalitza, because every asay v'loisa say you always do chalitza. That's just because there is a kasuv of yivimtai. That you always do chalitza on asay v'leisaseh. It's not a kash on the side of the Rashba, it's a kash on the raya of the Rashba. The Rashba's raya is from neideres hanah, and the chayra it's emes that neideres hanah is not a case of the Rashba's chiddush tam tzedadi. It's not true. The kasha, very stark kasha, on a rishon, chayitza shapash the kasha once you hear it. So now Avni Malu invites this because of the chaymer akusha, because he's madchik. He says, fakert. The Rashba means to taich our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us, gzeres hakosav taka, what do we look at the pasuk? Yivimtai, that if it's an iser of chayve lavim, the havamim even chayve lavim, maskana chayve lavim vasei, that you do chalitza not yibum. It's gzeres hakasav. The Rashba is teaching the gzeres hakasav that it is because it's a davar tzedadi. That's why that's gufa gzeres hakasav yivimtai. Yivimtai is megalatas that when you have an avera that's a davar tzedadi, it's not in the parasha. Yisui arayis we learned in the parasha. We had a hekesh to the parasha. But here, it's not in the parasha. There's no remez between Hilchas Yibum and Hilchas Lav Aseh, which is going with the regular rules. Yevimta is Gufa telling us that when it's a Zaytig a thing, a Zaytig a din, that we don't say Kol She'en Olim Al Chalitz, and that's what this Gemara is saying. When this Gemara says Yeshuvam Acheres Shecholus Ve'en Miyabim, it's telling us that if it's a Sibet study, Yecholus Ve'en Miyabim. What's a Daichik in this chat? So Chayve Krisis, we're understanding that the Gezeres HaKosov, a lot of you believe the Gezeres HaKosov of Chesam HaDeis, but the Gezeres HaKosov of Gimel Amid Beis is a pasuk in the parasha of Yibum, even though it's really a pasuk in the parasha of Beis Yisrael. But the Gemara is a hekish to the parasha of Yibum, Yivam Yavei Aleh. So a makish Aleh Aleh. So since it's in the parasha of Yibum, it's not a David study. But Sheikh can hear, there's no connection to it. Just goes into Rav. David Blum himself, by Merrick's the doichik in it. If that's what the Rashba meant. Why did he go to Daf Kuf Yud Aleph? He should have gone to Daf Chaf. He should have said, the Mishnah says in Daf Chaf, that Amor al Kain Gadol Chalas Es Lai Nisei Bemis. It's a Davat Tzadi.
So that's what Rashi means.
What?
That's what Rashi means in the Mishnah.
What?
That Chai Gadol, that they have to call it, because they're talking about Bezisha. That Daf Bezisha, they say, Moshe Meili, and they say, that's a love.
That is what Rashi means. The afinim echaisisha dafka krisus and not alav. But he's not making out of it this klal that all the varn study. That's what the Rashi was doing, right? It could be. It's not a raya. It could be that it's only krisus lafuke lavin, and other things have to be done separately. Maybe. But once you have the Rashi, it fits nicely with Rashi talk. So he's matrik. David Mulum says that from the Mishnah I could think it's a drabanan that they were geyser amoran and asuin otu amoran and akedushin, and that's why you do chalitza. That could be in the Mishnah. I could be matrik. Something was not true, but I could have said it. So he'd rather be derived from the deres, which is a Mishnah that's more clear. But al kapana, what comes after this David Mulum is a new havana in our Gemara. We have a new havana. At least like Daphne Blue shot in the Rajma, that this Gemara is saying, not just saying, in this case, we have a pasuk this way, this place that way. It's a mistavadikin thing. That anything which is Eino El Yibum al Parshas Yibum is Eino El Chalitza. Anything that's Eino El Yibum for Tam study, so there's no rule of Eino El Yibum al Chalitza. That's the rule of this sugya, according to Daphne Blue. Just can't resist mentioning, we answered a lot of things with the Rashba, but one thing I want to remind you of, we discussed many times the Levush. The Levush of Shaila was a Shemeres Yavam who gets married. Shemeres Yavam, we always talk about a fry woman, she doesn't know anything about Yibam. So her husband died, she got married. Now she finds out she needs Chalitza. So the Levush had a Shita that she can't do chalitza, she's neshes ish. She's ain't a little yibum. So she can't do chalitza. She has to get a get from a new husband and then do chalitza. But Kozman, she's married to him, she can't. That was the Levush's shita that we mentioned. He said, because of this reason, Koshein libum, ain't a chalitza. The Beis Meir, in answering the Levush, plugged in this Rashba. That the Rashba's Yisoid is we don't say Kol She'ena Aliba Ayol Chalitza a Tam study. Here she went and got married. She created a Tam study. She can't. She's not Aliba, but she's Neshes Ish. For that we don't say Kol She'ena Aliba Ayol Chalitza. That we can't. That we don't plug in. All right. So we're on Yom Yomid Beis. On I want to finish down to the two dots. I don't know if it'll take tomorrow's Thursday's usually a bit shorter. I take tomorrow and Sunday, so that after Sunday we'll start Asay Dechalais Asay, and that's the game plan. I'm leaving a little early. I have a 1 o'clock Levaya, so excuse me. Okay.